Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Happy Father's Day in advance to everyone out there for Sunday.
Happy Father's Day.
And listen, I'm looking forward to the weekend, looking forward to Father's Day. But I'm coming off an L last night, Hugh. I mean, it's an L for me.
What happened?
Well,
I know what happened. I just want to hear you say
count
it.
Okay. Yeah,
it's an L. Well, last night, well, I'll say this. The Phillies got some bad news in their pursuit of a bat at the trade deadline. And I took a personal L last night because... And I know, I mean, I'm going to wait for you guys to peacock. I told you so. It's a matter of time. Mike Trout is back on the injured list for the first time.
I mean, nobody's mad at you about that, Joe. It was only a matter of time.
Well, see, there you go. It's just a matter of time.
I mean, no, it was only a matter of time. I mean, I understand how you felt about him because most people did, but we kind of all knew that it was only a matter of time before he got hurt.
Probably. I will say this, and we had a caller earlier who echoed this. This is not a deal breaker. This is a hamstring. This isn't a knee. This isn't a out for the season. Hamstring, but Mike Trout is on the injured list, so we'll see how long this lasts and where he is. But that obviously puts a monkey wrench in the plans to maybe trade for him because he's hurt. But the other one, and this might is probably even a bigger deal, Byron Buxton, Hugh, who's probably even having a better year than Trout. Byron Buxton has had quite a year for the Minnesota Twins. Byron Buxton, he's been asked in the past if he would waive his no-trade clause, and he has said no, he doesn't want to. And yesterday, he got a little, I mean, I'm just reading it, but it seemed like he got a little animated in his no.
A little snippy.
So he was asked about, you know, the speculation he could get traded by August 3rd. He said, I'm a Twin. And then he was asked, well, your name keeps getting floated out there. And he said, I don't give a bleep. So
we had one of those moments.
He had one of those. Yeah, those happen to everyone, right?
Quote, it's the weekend.
We're unfamiliar.
Happens to the best of us. The quote continued, at end of the day, nobody's in my shoes. Nobody can say anything about what I'm going to do. No, I know what I'm doing. The only way I'm getting out of here, they're going to have to come talk to me and tell me something else. Simple as that. I ain't said nothing about leaving, nor will I. I'm a Twin.
Yeah, it's not like
I am not leaving.
You know what I heard there?
A little open to it, maybe?
I heard he left an out.
Well, they have to come talk to me.
They have to come to me.
So you know what it sounds like to me? He's not going to request a trade. That obviously.
That's what they want to do, you got to come talk to me about it.
Right. If you really don't want me here anymore.
Tell me to my face.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, you know what else? I guess maybe I just wasn't fully paying attention. Mm-hmm. Did he ever say, I want to be here?
Well, he did say I'm a Twin for life.
Okay.
Now,
well,
that was last year.
Contractually, sure. I mean, just like A.J. Brown, I'm an Eagle. Howie, A.J. Brown's an Eagle. I mean, how many times, because now I'm going back to A.J. Brown, the guy that was traded that everyone told me wasn't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. I loved it here. I love Philly.
Hold the line.
Philly's my home. Yeah.
Hold the line.
I wasn't even talking about you.
I caught a stray.
But cool. But isn't this sort of the conversation we have with everybody who said he wasn't going to be traded? AJ said he loves it here, or this is his home. Like, technically, yes, it is his home. He didn't say that. All he did was state a fact.
off of that, Hugh, do you think there's something to, let's use Trout, let's use Buxton, two guys that have no trade clauses. Do you think there's something to they don't want to be the bad guy? Like, if you come to me as an organization, you say, hey, we're going a different direction. Will you waive this? We want to trade you. That's a little bit different legacy-wise than Mike Trout or Byron Buxton saying, get me out of here.
I think Buxton is probably more of the, I don't want to be a bad guy. It just sounds like, to me, Trout's more loyal.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
When you talk about the two different styles, Buxton basically threw it open when he said, you know, if they want me out of here, talk to me about it. So that's one thing, but Trout feels to me like he's just fiercely loyal to the team that drafted him.
So you know what? I agree with you on that. What I think now has to happen, obviously we're talking about the Phillies, but any team. I think you almost have to, like, if the Phillies want Byron Buxton, they have to initiate it, right? Call the Twins, start talking, start offering things, start gauging their interest in your prospects, and then maybe if they get intrigued, they'll go to Buxton and say, hey, Byron. You know, this might be best for all of us if we kind of go our separate ways. Maybe then he would waive it. I don't know. I mean, I do like that he's kind of animated about it. I don't give a bleep, says Byron Buxton. I mean, that if he does end up getting traded, obviously that means they came to him and they offered a trade. But yesterday, I would say this, not a great day for the prospects of us getting one of these guys that are having, you know, all-star kind of seasons in the American League. Trout hurt, Byron Buxton saying, I'm a Twin. Leave me alone. I don't want to talk about this. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here because we have a lot to talk about. Mario, Northeast Philadelphia. What's up, Mario?
Yo, what's up, my favorite crew? How y'all doing?
What's going on,
we're good,
man.
Mario. What's up?
Y'all had to call, man. Y'all got Big Unk frustrated. He out there dropping the S-bomb and everything out there.
I don't recall what you're talking about, dog. I don't know what
you're talking
about.
That was a whole hour ago. We're good.
I was like, man, it got Big Unk. But, I'm right with you, though, man. I'm tired of the Jaylen talk, too, man. And it's sad.
I think I'm tired of you on the speakerphone.
Yeah, what are you doing, man? You in the bathroom? You dropping a deuce? Yeah. What you doing, man?
I'm in the bathroom. I'm at the bar.
No, you got to get off the speaker, though. Yeah. You got to get off the speaker.
Come on, Mark.
I'm on the headphones. I usually call y'all on the headset.
Well, yeah, you can't be cutting and talking right, at the same
time. Mario, put you on hold. Let's get the phone connection better. We love
Mario's
you, Mario.
A vet too.
We'll bring you back in.
We know this, guys. Yeah. It's like the number. It's like
the speaker kills it. It kills it.
I mean, it's since the beginning of time with radio, guys.
But see, Mario probably trying to cut hair. You know, he's trying to cut the fade, and because it's Friday, it's Father's Day. Everybody trying to get right, get the beers right. And trying to get
you're
going to
get a shape up this weekend?
No.
Were you looking for a spot?
I was looking for okay. Yeah, Mario might have to go shout holler at
you know
Mario.
What? We have a barber. He's our guy.
Yeah, but I'm afraid like going to the barber because
what do you mean?
A lot of times you go to the barber, they cut you the haircut. They give you the style. Well, not a haircut, but they cut the beard.
Well, you and I are not getting haircuts.
You know, they want to cut your beard the way they think your beard should look. And I don't want that. I want the beard the way that I want it to look. So yeah.
Well, I've never gone. I don't have a beard. I've never gone to get a beard trimmed up. Would you give them how would you explain it? Would you explain it, or would you show a photo of your old self?
Just a shape up. Like shape up. For me, it's like a shape up. I like the full look, and you know, I just wanted to shape up.
You don't trust them though.
It's hard. It's hard to trust a barber. You know, even though they say, "Oh, I got you." A lot of them don't have you.
Well, when people have a good one, they stay with them,
yeah,
right, for a long time.
That's the thing. That's the thing in the barbershop.
Well, maybe you got to find your forever barber.
Forever barber is crazy. I'm closer to finding my forever barber than I am my forever person. I like how you set that up.
I wasn't thinking of it in that phrase.
I'm just saying. I get it. Because Kyle had a Tinder shot he threw in there earlier today. So it's like,
well, top five at five was on the Tinder stuff yesterday, too.
I heard that's why Jack wasn't looking at me. Jack was like, he don't know if I heard or not. But yeah, I heard him. He talking about the Tinder shot. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Tim in South Philly. What's up, Tim?
Hey, I'm driving from Raleigh back to Philly. Thanks for keeping me company.
You got it,
with
Tim.
The wins and losses, I think any time that we apply wins and losses in a team sport, the intelligent Philly fan knows that there's enough nuance to it that it's just part of the picture. So whenever I see it applied to a quarterback – or a pitcher, or a goalie, I just look at it as a tiny part of a bigger picture. And I think this is underlined by the most painful sporting event I ever went to in Philadelphia, which was 2011, Ruth Holiday against the Cardinals, which he pitched an absolute shit loss. That was the most painful sporting event I've ever attended in person. And, you know, Roy Halladay took a loss, but he pitched an absolute gem. So I think, you know, you always have to look at the context of the wins and the losses, but there's no harm in having that as part of a quarterback, a pitcher, or a goalie statistic. And I hope that can bring you all to a little peaceful resolution.
You know, Tim, I think it will. I mean, Tim, we appreciate the phone call. And the little feedback, we're glad we're keeping you company. I mean, I think Tim's brought an interesting way of framing it. Like, it's part of the story, but it's not the whole story.
I mean, it's nuanced. There's no question about it. But for me, and you talk about especially the quarterback spot, that is the absolute most coveted position when it comes to football. You're like, you know, you got your offensive line. It starts with the offensive line and stuff like that. But when you talk about that position, you want the big arm. You want the statuesque size and things of that nature. But we've seen outliers, you know, and we talk about one of the greatest outliers that ever played the game, Joe Montana. You know, he played in an era where everybody was the funny gun offense or whatever it was.
And Fouts and all those guys.
Yeah, and those guys are putting up big numbers. But he didn't have the biggest arm, and he wasn't the biggest guy. But he won. And then you talk about the evolution of the game is when you bring in Steve Young. And they bring in Steve Young and how it changes, and they're at the forefront of the way the quarterback plays the game. And I think that's what it is. And Jaylen, unfortunately, Jaylen's at an impasse right now for him. Jaylen has had a lot of success early that normally you would want your quarterback to have late. So now, you know, with the type of money that Jaylen's potentially going to make that could potentially hamstring your team, he's asked to do way more than what he's done so far. And that's where, you know, it becomes an issue, because when we hear it and we talk about it, it's like, well, he's already done this, that, and the third. Yes, he has. And that's a fact. But now when you talk about putting your team in a situation where you're going to have the quarterback, and I'm just throwing numbers out there, $200 million, and he's going to eat up most of your cap. I just say this. He's going to eat up most of your cap. He's going to eat up most of your cap. Now you have to be sure that he can carry you to that next level, because you're not going to be able to have the kind of talent. You might not be able to have the kind of talent you used to have around him.
So, you're right. I just thought of two things during our last call. One, he brought up the parallel, because there's only one other sport where we assign a win and a loss to a player, right? Unless I'm missing something. I guess goalie, right? So three. There's three positions in sports that get assigned a win and a loss: a goalie, a quarterback, and a starting pitcher. And I know this definitely true. We've stopped doing it as much in baseball. Like, they still give the win and the loss, right? Mm-hmm. Every game, you look at the box where there's a win and a loss.
But they don't go as long as they used. It's not as, it's a little bit, you know, watered down a little bit.
Yeah, we've stopped looking at it as gospel. I remember when, I think it was DeGrom and Felix Hernandez, they won the Cy Young with like 9 or 10 wins. That's when it was over. I mean, that's when people just stopped referencing it. In fact, if you ask me right now the records of the Phillies starting pitchers, we talk about the Phillies every day. I watch every game. I don't even know. I have no idea Christopher Sanchez's record. I would guess it's good, right? Because he didn't give up a run for a month. So, but I don't know. I mean, but I have no idea. I mean, it might be 7-2. It might be 5-0. I have no idea. And I wonder if we, as we move forward in football, if we will do this less. Hugh, someone brought up, did Stafford come up earlier? I think Stafford may have come up earlier.
His name, well, it was in just general conversation. Okay. Yeah.
Like Stafford, all he did is lose in Detroit. All he did is lose.
Loser.
Well, but like, if we just, I guess if we assign just wins and losses to quarterbacks, it would have been looked at as kind of crazy for the Rams to trade Jared Goff for him.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't crazy, right? I think because people kind of realize you take him out of that environment and he would win. I don't know. I mean, I don't know where this goes in the future. I do wonder how much longer we're going to assign the win to the quarterback, because we've stopped doing it as much in baseball.
You know, what's funny that you bring his name up, because he was considered, like, he, if I recall, got the Detroit Lions the furthest they've been in the playoffs in a long time.
They did
time.
Make the playoffs, yeah. And, two times, and, I think? Maybe
yeah.
Two or three.
They were, like, he made them exciting. And now, you talk about his career, and I remember saying this about it. Hey, if he was somewhere else, he'd be a Hall of Famer, right? Now he's on a Hall of Fame trajectory. He get this year, it's safe to probably say that he probably will be a Hall of Famer. Oh, hell, it's probably safe to say he's a Hall of Famer now.
He probably is. MVP and a Super Bowl.
But that goes to the point of how important it is to have that guy. And you see how one in, what, 3 or 4 seasons? Because he's been in, what, 4 years? Something like that?
This might be 6 now.
Damn, it's been a long time.
21, 22, 3,
okay,
4,
yeah.
5,
okay.
6. This is going to be 6 years.
So you talk about, well, that's not a short period of time, but for the purpose of this conversation, he's changed the way he's seen another guy, Saquon Barkley. Like, Saquon Barkley in 2 seasons, even though when you can make an argument that his last year's season wasn't that great, Saquon Barkley is considered potentially a Hall of Fame running back right now.
Or close, at least.
Yes,
yeah.
Because of him being here. And that's, you know, that's just how this game works. And so that's why when you talk about Jalen and what he's been able to accomplish, that's what makes it so unique. He's somewhat of an anomaly.
Yeah, well, he is. The part that I think is most, I don't know the word is, interesting or like just, it, my brain, I can't put it in there. There's the most people on the field in football, right?
Yeah, 11.
Yeah, 11 on each side. Baseball has 9, and it's just one pitcher, one batter versus the other one. But like, it's 9 versus 9. Basketball, 5. Like, it's the most people, but we give the win and the loss to one person. That's where I struggle with it, just in general. Andy in Westchester's up. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Andy,
what's up, Andy?
How are you?
Good. I believe Byron Buxton's exact quote was, he's tired of this effing conversation.
You know what? I need him here in Philadelphia.
You know
now.
What, Andy?
I want his first interview to be on the Midday Show. This is a place you can feel welcome, Byron, right here with us.
Sorry, Hugh.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I was worried about you.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
So, Joe, to what you were saying, I actually kind of agree. I think that he, you know, people say that all the time. They're not going to waive their no trades, and then they end up getting traded. It's just playing the game.
And he doesn't have to be the bad guy to Twins fans if he makes the team come to him and then he's like, all right, well, they wanted me out, so I said okay.
Exactly. But to that point about getting him or someone else, I was thinking about the fact that we have a very depleted farm system. Who are we trading? That's what keeps coming up. And at this point, with the potential lockout next year, I'm not sure if it matters as much if you sell the farm, because even with the lockout, that doesn't affect the minor leagues, right? They can still kind of replenish and rebuild during that period. I know it's a short time, but I was thinking about why not at this point start considering throwing Bowman there, because he's playing well. He actually is at his sell high moment now, I would say. And then maybe you have a better shot of getting what you're looking for.
Yeah, so it's interesting, Andy. The Phillies have been connected to Matt Chapman, the third baseman from the Giants, who his numbers aren't that different than Bohm this year, but he's had a better career, more power, great defensive player. He's more expensive and older. But when I saw his name connected, I was wondering, like, what would that mean for Bohm? I mean, there's two options if they got a Chapman. They'd have to put Bohm at first and put Bryce in the outfield, or they'd have to trade Bohm, right? Because he's not going to play over Chapman. You're not going to just put him on the bench. So there's almost like, yeah, I do wonder if, when we say creative, I wonder if they would trade for a bat, but maybe trade a guy like Bohm out to fill another area. It's a different way of thinking, Andy. That might work.
Well, yeah, and that's, I mean, from my point of view, what you're saying is trying to figure out how they're going to work it out. It's, my job is to come up with idiotic ideas. Their job is to figure it out.
That's so, exactly right.
Let's get the guy.
That's why you fit then, it on WIP. Idiotic ideas, and we talk about
that
it. Andy, what do you got for a Father's Day gift?
So, one, first of all, my Father's Day gift to the world is that I don't have children, because we don't need more of me running around. What a terrible Father's Day gift, because it's a double whammy, is either a home brew kit or a home winemaking kit, because not only are you giving your dad a job to do, when he does it, now you have to drink terrible wine and beer. And then, God forbid, he actually gets into it, which is what happened to my dad.
Oh, wow.
Wine, liquid dirt, and he would always force it on you.
Andy, that's a good... So I've never...
You said liquid dirt, though.
I've never gotten one, but I have... Andy, good phone call. I have tasted, you know, beer from people who have their home brewing kit.
I've had home wine. Now, Trey makes wine. It was really good.
Yeah?
But I think I got the better version. I don't think I got the beginning versions of him making wine.
Now,
I think
does
I got
he make it version. Like in his basement? Or
yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I remember him telling me he got the whole setup and he was making wine from fruit and he gave me a couple bottles and it was really good.
So I've had a couple of home brewery beer and they're not great. Now, here's the thing. It's hard, right? Like, you're just a person in your basement
trying to... Who made you the beer?
I'm not going to say names. I'm just saying I've had a few. They're not as good as, like, really good beer. But I guess, what do you expect, right?
When you're doing it like that, it's trial and error.
Sure it is.
It's trial and error. And if you're serious about it, it's like anything. You got to perfect your craft.
Yeah, and it might take time, right? Yeah. You might get the first batch. All right, Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. All right, where are you with the Phillies as a World Series contender? In or out, Hugh? How would you guess the votes?
78% in. No, I. You know what? Can I amend that?
Sure.
78% out.
You know what? I'm glad you amended it. 79% out on the Phillies.
I felt like you said that.
All right. Well, I mean, we can't avoid the elephant in the room. We got to figure out the answer to this poll today. Are wins a quarterback stat? Hugh, how do you think people
78%
vote?
Yes.
55% yes.
Yeah.
It's pretty close to 50-50.
Yeah.
Seems this was productive today.
We really accomplished something here.
I get it. We got it, you know. What's the word I'm looking for? Little tight.
You know what? Here's what I'm happy about. If we could put a positive spin on everything today. Yeah, at least we got some big passion for a 50-50 poll. Right? If it was 90-10, it would have felt like that was a waste of time. Why are we getting upset about a 90-10?
Well, it's an intense conversation.
It's an intense. Of course, QB wins.
It's annoying. I mean, because not to diminish what you're saying, I get it, but for me, it's almost like you've been programmed to feel this way, and I feel strongly about it for forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you
because
do.
Because it's and I get it, and it's like you know, when you hear like people say, hey, man, just figure out a way to win. Just win. And it makes no sense to people that are like on the outside. But it's like, hey, you just got to figure it out. And Jalen has done that. Now, he has to step up big time this year because he's being asked to. Especially when you talk about the kind of money he's going to get. So, yeah.
I'm just trying to be an agent of change. That's all I'm trying to do. An agent of change.
It looks like you've done a great job.
Well, am I to blame? I'll take
for
the blame.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, no, you're fine.
No, I'll take the blame. 215-592-9494. All right. Your phone call's coming up. We also have to talk to our World Cup expert, Hugh. Last week we spoke to Jamie Watson, Odyssey World Cup insider, and you gave him the recommendation, right, for Jamie to get some
chicken wings. I wonder where Jamie is now, though.
Well, we're going to ask Jamie where he is in the world and if he got any chicken wings upon Hugh's recommendation last Friday. So we'll talk to Jamie Watson. USA plays tonight. Very excited about it against
Brazil's
Australia.
Brazil's in town, too.
Brazil is in. The whole country. Yes. They're all here.
And they're really enjoying the city.
Yeah. They were at the Rocky Steps?
But they're playing it safe, though.
There were people standing guard, allowing anyone to put a jersey on the Rocky Steps.
Do we have any audio?
This isn't... so this is at the Parkway. I think by the Rocky Steps.
Okay.
But some Brazil fans on the news talking about the city.
Can we hear it?
And they're loving it, yeah.
The people are always happy and smiling, and everybody's so kind and warm, and the vibe of the city is so amazing. To be honest, this is the most beautiful city I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, I really loving this city.
You know what? No disrespect to him, but he must have got straight off the plane and went straight to the Rocky Steps.
You know what? Beautiful city he's ever seen.
If he wants to get the full picture of the city, I think he should have been listening to WIP in his Uber about an hour
That's
and a half
what
ago.
I was about to say. It was
get
like,
the
it
full
gets a, yeah,
version.
Yeah.
We get the, yep. the
hang probably, out by the Scooble, yeah. Or the Scoogle. Wow.
The Scooble. Yeah. We know what you're thinking
it's
about.
In my head.
Scooble. Yeah.
The
city of probably
your headphones
love.
In.
Yeah. Listen to the midday
like,
show.
What the hell?
Odyssey up.
What happened? 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. All right. Your phone call is coming up, and we'll see if Jamie Watson took Hugh's recommendation last week in Atlanta. It's the Midday Show right here, as always, on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and of course, you could trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. And right now, and really, it continues to grow. Every time I look, it changes. And I think it's because Spain had a draw early, and it's looked like a very dominant effort by France so far. They are trading at 18% to win the World Cup, which means a $100 payout on France pays out $496.97. On Kalshi, you're trading its peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And don't take a minute to yawn. You'll miss the probabilities changing. You could buy in and out of your market when they do, out of your position. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app. Use code GIGLIO to get $10 if you trade 10. KALSHA. Kalshi, trade the beautiful game.